Welcome to Scripture Beneath the Surface, an outreach of Preparation Ministries, a presentation to encourage God's people to embrace a life of holiness and to move away from the worldly lifestyle of today's church. It is our hope that you will come to understand the message of 2 Corinthians 6, 17, and 18, which tells us to come out from among them and be a separate people. We bring this to you because we believe Jesus is coming soon. Now here is our host, Randy Smith.
Hello. Thanks for being with us. Today, I'd like to talk to you about my heart. No, not my physical heart, but my spiritual heart. When we started Scripture Beneath the Surface, we weren't sure which direction the program would actually take. There are many programs on the radio, and you can find almost any kind of program you want if you listen long enough. But as we were talking with some of our friends about what the format of the program would be, it was clear that we all wanted something that would reach people with the truth. Of course, every program you hear on the radio is trying to preach truth, but we all had the feeling that so much of today's programs of ministry only skim the surface. There are many programs that specialize in being just words of encouragement. I think these programs are important. Everyone needs encouragement from time to time. Some radio programs specialize in a certain age group or gender. And this is also good to some extent, for everyone needs to be helped in some way sometimes. Some programs specialize in prophecy, but most of these programs look more at the physical and logical explanations of prophecy than they do at the symbolic meaning. And this last area of Christian programming, the prophecies of the end times, is the area that seemed to speak to our hearts. However, not in the same way as most programs concerning prophecy are being presented. So, when we and our friends began Preparation Ministries, we did it in order to bring to people of the church a look at Scripture, which includes much of the symbolic meaning as well as the explanation of physical events. If you've been listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface for very long, you've probably begun to get an idea of where we're coming from and where we're going. There is a great concern on our hearts for God's people. Scripture tells us that Satan, like a roaring lion, is trying to destroy God's people. The deception is extremely great in these last days, and many Christians have been cut down and destroyed because of it. Many kinds of deception occur in today's church, and some people can see the deception, but most cannot see it. A long time ago, the Lord showed me something about myself. He showed me that the Christian church is 1 million miles away from Him. At that time, the Lord had given me a measure of understanding to some things that the church was unaware of and which were causing great deception to His people. At first, I was inclined to think that I was a lot closer in my understanding than most people around me, and then the Lord showed me very plainly that there really wasn't much difference in me from everyone else. Recently, the Lord has showed me that I still am a long way from understanding Him very well, and from understanding the depth of the deception which Satan has brought against God's people. Therefore, we here at Preparation Ministries, using the radio program of Scripture Beneath the Surface, have determined to relate to God's people what God reveals to us. Maybe it's not very much, and I'm certain that it's not complete in any fashion, but the things that we bring to you are from our hearts. And that is what I would like to do now, is to take a few minutes and share some of the main points of concern I have concerning the deception of God's people. I won't necessarily give much explanation today of how Satan carries out this deception, but just want to hit the high points. If you have questions concerning any part, be assured that we have programs available to cover most any subject that I touch on today. And also, remember, your questions and comments can always be sent to us, or you can call us, for the heart of our ministry is to share what we feel God is revealing in these last days. First of all, I want to make it very plain. that the image of the beast is already here. I've shared with you before that this image of the beast is the secular programming of movies and television, and also much of what is on the computer. The Bible tells us that there will be an image of the beast, which is, interestingly enough, created by the people of earth. And this image of the beast will not only be an image, but it will also speak. And not only will it be seen in form and heard to speak, but by this deception, it will cause every kind of person on the earth, whether they are rich or poor, ruler or servant, to be destroyed according to their faith in Jesus Christ as they watch and listen to it. Now, this is a hard concept for Christians. Christians, when talking about TV and movies, generally accept the fact that TV and movies are basically evil in many of the things they portray. But Christians are very hesitant in taking the next step and making the decision that the TV and movies have to go. This is because of the great emotional hold these talking images have on us. Because of the flesh body we inhabit, we have a very strong desire to be fleshly stimulated. This fleshly stimulation enters our mind through our ears and eyes and feeds our brain with things that we enjoy. The mental concepts that enter through our eyes and ears make us want to respond with the emotions which are presented to us. Those emotions might be tears or laughter or extreme desire for various things of earth, such as nice clothes, fancy cars, beautiful homes, rich food, jewels, gold, and silver. These things are what our flesh and blood bodies enjoy. Movies and television, much to the surprise of Christians, are the greatest deception Satan has in his bag of tricks. But the problem in today's church is that most Christians cannot comprehend the degree of deception that has come to them. But then, think of what would happen if a person imagined themselves living 300 years ago and then began to contemplate the future from that time period. If you try this, you might have a different view of what is taken for granted today. Imagine yourself living 300 years ago and seeing a vision of today's times. Imagine what you would think if you were in the days of ox carts and wagons and horse-drawn carriages, before electricity was part of our existence. What if you were able to get a glimpse of society where people appeared on a screen and spoke, and when they spoke, they used the name of God in vain, and this publicly, blaspheming our Lord? What if you saw these graphic portrayals of men and women presenting their bodies in lewd clothing or without clothing at all? I think you can envision what I'm talking about. But if you were living 300 years ago and saw the world that exists at this present time, you would be appalled. Your ancestors of 300 years ago would turn over in their grave if they saw the kind of things that go on in movies and on the TV. But then, no one lives for 300 years, and Satan knows that he can get anyone to go along with anything if he does it gradually enough. It may have taken Satan 300 years to make the changes in our society that he has made, but in doing so, he has allowed people to be brought up within the system instead of being confronted with the system. An example of this is like a person who is brought up driving a car in Los Angeles or New York City. They don't think anything about driving in heavy, congested traffic. But then take a person who was brought up in a rural community somewhere and put them suddenly in the middle of a big city, and the traffic will almost scare them to death. It's the same way for Christians. If you lived 300 years ago, and someone said there was coming on the earth an image of the beast, which would be a moving and talking display of man's animal nature, you would immediately be offended and would probably start warning everyone around you to flee from it. But you've been brought up with it, and therefore, you don't think anything is unusual at all. It's just the same old as usual. Christians of today have come to accept the poison of this biting serpent because it comes so gradually. A little bit here and a little bit there. A few changes here and a few changes there. Christians have become numbed and no longer feel the sting of it. Although spiritual death still comes to many through Satan's extremely deceptive image of the beast, Christians still, for the most part, are deceived into thinking that TV and movies are just part of life and that God understands. It was the same way with the children of Israel, who over a span of time would grow so far away from God that they could no longer understand the things of God when a prophet would come and tell them. But when the prophet spoke words of warning, they looked at him like he was crazy. I'm not suggesting I'm a prophet, but I am speaking words of warning, and my desire, which comes from my heart, is that Christians would flee from the evil that has become firmly fixed in place in this world. Some of the church is still a million miles away from God. Some of us may be closer than that, but maybe only a mile or two. This still puts us many, many miles away from God. God is coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle, not for a church which is immersed in the muck and mire of this world. We have such a long way to go before Jesus Christ can come for a church that has washed their robes. And this is my heart. This is where I come from. This is what I want most for God's people. I want them to come out of the muck and mire. I want us to come out and come back to the place where we recognize the true God and not the false God that many Christians are actually worshiping today without realizing it. Satan is that mystery of iniquity referred to in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He is sitting in the temple of God, portraying himself as God. No, it isn't a physical temple he sits in, but the spiritual temple, which is the people of God, the church. And it isn't going to happen 300 years from now. It is happening right now. But Christians, who have no trouble believing that prophecy will be fulfilled in the future, cannot seem to understand prophecy when it starts to take place right before their eyes. They believe that all those things the Bible warns us about will happen to humans, but only to the humans of the future, never to themselves. Christians have such a difficult time recognizing the fulfillment of prophecy. They always expect it to come, but only someday, far into the future, and of course, they only expect the wicked to be deceived, never themselves. In Revelation 13, it tells us about the single notable miracle performed by the second beast, which rises up out of the earth. This one notable miracle is stated as bringing fire down from heaven. And this prophecy is also not of the future, but has taken place right before our very eyes. Fire from above is a common occurrence, especially during thunderstorms. It is fairly easy to comprehend lightning striking an object and causing it to catch on fire. Lightning is responsible for starting many fires every year, and yet no one seems to realize that this fire from heaven is the exact same thing as our current form of electricity. The electrical current of the sky has been harnessed. The fire of the heavens has been brought down from the sky and harnessed to do man's work. This is the miracle that Revelation 13 refers to. It is the fulfillment of prophecy, yet most people cannot comprehend it. But just take a look at the changes that have taken place in the world since the electrical charge of lightning has been harnessed. Electricity, the positive and negative charges, is the foundation of every scientific and technological achievement. Every invention of science uses electrical current for power, whether this power is the positive and negative current of atoms, or the electrical charge of batteries, or the current flow in the cord to your computer. Electricity is the power of the world. It is the platform that supports the development of more electrical and electronic gadgets than you can shake a stick at. And without lightning, without electrical current from the heavens above, there would be practically no science or technology. But the fire of the heavens has been brought down, exactly as the Bible predicted almost 2,000 years ago. But Christians cannot comprehend this, because they grew up with electricity and have come to rely upon it. Therefore, Satan has man's flesh within his power. And instead of using this electrical energy, this fire from heaven, in a way that would bring glory to God, Satan has caused the people of earth to use electricity for all kinds of technology, which encourages us to exalt ourselves and to stimulate our fleshly appetite. Christians have also succumbed to this worldliness, and many have been destroyed through it. Some Christians, maybe all of us, have come to depend on science and technology more than on God. However, it's not that we shouldn't use electricity, but that it has gone much further than what God intends it to. Satan's purpose is to convince man that they have the power within themselves now and no longer need God. We Christians have become deceived, until many have been pulled away to destruction by going after the things of this world made possible by this fire from heaven. It permeates every area of our lives. I would like to suggest to you that when the end of the world comes and the earth wobbles to and fro like a drunkard, as the scripture tells us, and the powers of the heavens are shaken, this shaking will also shake the powers of science and technology, and specifically the power of electricity, which is the core ingredient in every invention today. Electricity is the fire from heaven, which man has harnessed for his own use. It has gained man the power he has always desired with which to exalt himself. This was man's purpose at the Tower of Babel, and this is also man's purpose in our current Tower of Babel days. Man is still trying to exalt himself to heaven and make a name for himself rather than to give the name of God the glory it deserves. And, in essence, Satan is sitting in the spiritual temple on earth, showing himself that he is God, because Christians claim to be children of God, while at the same time they can't seem to get enough of the delicate things of earth. They want more and more things, and the science and technology gives it to them. Christians have become enamored with the gadgets that science and technology provide, and they have forgotten what it means to die daily to the desires of the flesh.
We hope you're finding today's message interesting. If you would like a copy for your own use, please listen after Randy's closing thoughts for our contact information. As long as the Lord enables us, we will provide all of our materials free of charge. Please be assured that you will not be asked for any donation. We believe God will supply our need as He sees fit. God's word is freely given. Now, once again, here's Randy.
The Israelites, at the time of Elijah on Mount Carmel, worshipped Baal. They had gone so far from God that they no longer recognized that Baal was not the true God. They didn't know who the true God was until Elijah was able to bring fire down from heaven. In these last days, Satan has brought his own form of fire down from heaven and has deceived even God's people into believing that this fire is the true fire from God. Therefore, the people are still deceived and think that their worshiping of science and technology is acceptable worshiping of God. No, Christians do not think they are worshiping Satan, as the Israelites had ignorantly been worshiping Baal, but by giving themselves over to the things of this world rather than to the things of God, this gives glory to Satan. When you glorify the things of this world more than you glorify the things of God, this puts Satan on the throne of glory. His world system is firmly in place, and Christians are being destroyed daily. Satan could not bring the fire down from heaven to convince Israel that Baal was the true God, but in these last days he has caused the people of earth to harness lightning, and therefore the people of earth are convinced they are worshiping the true power when they worship the creations of science and technology. God is slowly but surely being replaced by the might and power of man, and Christians are largely ignorant of this deception. It is our desire here at Scripture Beneath the Surface to warn people of the deception that has been brought upon the earth. The prophecy programs of today cannot see what has really happened, for they all have one specific common error. This one specific common error is that they can never see anything current, but always see everything as being in the future. This is the greatest error of prophecy teaching today. Everyone is told that the image of the beast will come, and that the mark of the beast will come, and that the Antichrist will come. But you see, they are already here, and the church cannot see it because the teachers of the church cannot see it. My heart and those who have joined together with me can see it, and we desire fervently that God's people might see what is happening to them now. We are only the voice of the watchman who is sounding the alarm and warning the people to flee from that which is to come. The evil is already here, but the judgment from God is coming. God tells us in both the Old and New Testaments to flee out of the midst of Babylon. Babylon is where those of the earth dwell whose husband is the king of Tyre, the prince of the power of the air, Satan himself, the mystery of iniquity, who sits in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. Remember that Christians are the body of Christ, and that we are the temple of God. Satan is dwelling almost as much in the church as he is in the rest of the world. Yet there are a few churches which are truly worshiping God with all their heart, but there are many Christians today who have no fervency to their relationship with Jesus Christ. Many of the church today are dangerously close to being drawn away by the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eye, and life's pride. Do not let it be you who is finally drawn away and cast into the sea of destruction. My heart today is that Christians everywhere will begin to see how prophecy is already being fulfilled in this present day and will flee from the evil. The Bible tells us not to give place to the devil. By bringing wickedness into your home through movies and television, you are giving Satan opportunity to work within the boundaries of our animal nature. Television and movies are images that speak, and by presenting the animal nature of man, they encourage us to stimulate our fleshly desires instead of stimulating our heavenly desires. Satan's image of the beast does not present the word of God, but advertises the delicacies of earth. Now here's a question for you. Do TV and movies present images that speak? Well, if the answer to that question is yes, then ask yourself this question. Are these images displaying the glory of God or the beast nature?
Thank you for joining us for Scripture Beneath the Surface. If you would like a copy of today's program, please contact us and ask for message number 36, My Heart. As always, there is no charge for our material, and you will not be asked for any donation. In addition, we will send you the complete list of our messages, which contain such topics as Image of the Beast, Mark of the Beast, and the Rapture. There are several ways to obtain our messages. Just contact us in the way which is easiest for you. Our postal address is Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. That's Preparation Ministries, P.O. Box 475, Olivet, Michigan 49076. We also have an email address. It is preparationministries@gmail.com. That's preparationministries, all one word, @gmail.com. Or you may contact us by telephone. The number is area code 269-763-2114. That's 269-763-2114. We also have a website. You can find us there under the name preparationministries.net, .com, or .org. Preparation Ministries is all one word. Thank you again for listening to Scripture Beneath the Surface, and may God bless.